Finally, Steve. This is pro wrestling, so we need some theme music here, don't we?
Ladies and gentlemen, Worldwide Sports presents Big Time Wrestling with all the great stars from the world.
Cut that, please. Now, don't want to arouse the ire of station consultant I Am Forte for playing something too old. How about we have my theme music?
I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
No, I'm much too modest to have that theme song. The theme music will hit for more than a dozen special needs children who climb into the squared circle tomorrow afternoon at Park Tudor High School for the annual Timmy Takedown. It's a benefit for the Timmy Global Health Foundation, started many years ago by Dr. Chuck Dietzen, who works in pediatric rehab and pediatric hospice here in Indy.
What we do is we work with young people in high school and college who think they want careers in healthcare. They help us deliver healthcare to populations that are underserved in this country and abroad. And it helps them at the same time discern if this is their true calling in life.
The Timmy in Timmy Global Health would have been Dr. Chuck's older brother. Timmy died while still a baby, before Chuck was born. The Timmy Takedown was born almost two decades ago, when Dietzen still practiced in Kentucky. That's where he trained to be a pro wrestler in his early days as a doctor. The Takedown is now in its 13th year in Indy.
We want these kids to get into the ring and get people to no longer function on their disability, but these children get to show their abilities. And in the process, they're raising money to help us take care of children who are in similar straits in these underserved areas we've talked about in this country and abroad.
Every year, Dr. Chuck becomes his old wrestling persona, Dr. Doom, and his partner from Indianapolis, the Massive Cargo. Oh, Steve, here he comes. He's going to get him some of Dr. Doom and Cargo. He's from parts unknown. He wears the black and white mask. He is 13-year-old, the Gavinator.
Cargo Bargo.
Cargo Bargo. Why do you call him Cargo Bargo?
Because he has a
big guy.
Fake name.
He is a fake name. The Gavinator is not a fake name, but Cargo is a,
yeah,
Cargo is a fake name.
He doesn't understand my wrestling matches.
The Gavinator unmasked is just Gavin. Joining the Gavinator in the ring,
if you smell what The Rock is cooking.
The Rocks. That would be 9-year-old Roxy.
Okay. What is he a good guy?
Yeah.
He's a good guy except when he becomes Dr. Doom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But now, Are you sure that they're the same guy? Have you seen Dr. Chuck and Dr. Doom in the same room at the same time?
Roxy was born with a facial disorder. She has a tracheostomy to help her breathe. And we can't forget, 9 years old from Indianapolis, the great dragon, Kung Fu Master Ty Lill. Ty was born at 26 weeks. That's about 3 months premature. He has cerebral palsy and is deaf, and this will be his fifth, that's right, his fifth Timmy Takedown. Ty's mother, Susan Lill, says Ty loves to be thrown around a wrestling ring, and she doesn't want him to be coddled because of his disability.
I do not coddle him whatsoever. He gets treated like a boy. He gets treated like his baby brother does. We don't treat him any different than any other kid.
As for their evil opponents, Dr. Doom and the firefighting freight train Cargo, those guys didn't like me pointing out that they have lost every single Timmy Takedown match ever.
I think he's dissing us, isn't
well,
he?
Well, I'm not disrespecting. I'm just stating the facts as the broadcast journalist that I am.
Okay, let me talk for just a second, okay? I was standing in the back, and I hear about Roxy, cute Roxy. Roxy Music's what I call her. Algebra 2. Someone's taking Algebra 2, and somebody's got a bunch of moves. Well, you're going to need Algebra 2 to figure out what we've done to you, maybe even some geometry.
You too.
Okay? And Roxy Music, you're going to be playing sad song music when you find out what happens to you.
Cargo, in real life, is a gentle giant of a firefighter named Brian Burhan, who loves volunteering for the Takedown every year.
We live in Fortville, small town, and we were at a play, and a lady said, "Hey, I saw you wrestling on the internet." And I'm like, oh, yeah. And it was, I think it was something that's 2 years old.
Yeah.
And she went on and on about how cool it was. And it is. It really is. I feel guilty sometimes because I think I get more than the kids.
The Timmy Takedown starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Park Tudor High School. It's $10 for adults, $5 for kids. The information is at timmyglobalhealth.org and WIBC.com. And Steve, you better watch your back. You turn away for one split second. 1 second. That's all it takes, and...
Oh, my God! 1, 2, 3!
For the morning news, I'm Ray Steele, 93 WIBC.